وقال نسوة في المدينة امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه قد شغفها حبا إنا لنراها في ضلال مبين.
And some ladies in the city began to say, the chief's wife, violently in love with her houseboy, is out to tempt him. We think she is clearly mistaken. The chief's wife, Aziz was not his name. It was also not the title of any office, but was used for a person holding a position of high authority in Egypt.
فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا وَقَالَتْ اخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ.
Hearing of their sly talk, the chief's wife sent for those ladies and arranged for them a banquet, and got ready couches, and gave each guest a knife. Then, while they were cutting and eating the fruit, she signaled Joseph, peace be upon him, come out to them. When the ladies saw him, they were so struck with admiration that they cut their hands, exclaiming, Allah preserve us. This is no mortal human. This is nothing but a noble angel.
قالت فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم ولئن لم يفعل ما آمره ليسجنن وليكونا من الصاغرين.
She said, so now you see, this is the one regarding whom you reproached me. Indeed, I tried to tempt him to myself, but he held back. Although if he were not to follow my order, he would have certainly be imprisoned and humiliated.
قال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
Joseph, peace be upon him, said, My Lord, I prefer imprisonment to what they ask me to do. And if you do not avert from me the guile of these women, I will succumb to their attraction and lapse into ignorance.
فاستجاب له ربه فصرف عنه كيدهم إنه هو السميع العليم.
Thereupon his Lord granted his prayer and averted their guile from him. Surely he alone is all hearing, all knowing.
ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجننه حتى حين.
Then it occurred to them to cast Joseph, peace be upon him, into prison for a while, even though they had seen clear signs of Joseph's innocence and of the evil ways of their ladies. Clear signs of Joseph's innocence and of the evil ways of their ladies. This shows that sending innocent persons to prison in disregard of the due process of justice and without caring to establish their guilt or innocence is one of the accepted practices of rulers from olden days. In this regard, the evil forces of today are no better than those of 4,000 years ago.